Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. This is a podcast exclusively for members of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. It is the 28th of September 2023. It is a Thursday and I hope you are doing well. It is the end of September. It is really drawing to a close, September, and we find ourselves on the cusp of October. I've got to admit, I find October a particularly enjoyable month for me. I know we get darker evenings, but I still think it is quite an enjoyable month. We get Halloween, of course, but it also marks the true arrival of autumn, a real change in the weather. Now, we spoke the other day about collecting fallen leaves for leaf mould. Hope you've been doing that. It's certainly something on my list of priorities. Now, this week and the next, I said the other day, I've taken a break from my day job and I've been spending much of our time in our back garden. Among the tasks I have been tackling is I've removed several of my non-edible bushes, including an old buddleia that's caused us problems for quite a while. Now, these were actually here when we moved into the house, and I'm always find it difficult to remove existing plants or trees, but I'm getting better and better at it. It is my house after all, and that's something I've got to remember. However, one tree that we had when we moved in that I did want to keep, but I am currently contemplating the removal, is the elder tree. Now, this elder tree has been a great source of flowers for making elderflower cordial in sort of the spring, late spring, summer months, or berries around now for making jams and many other things. Unfortunately, it's right on the edge of our garden with our neighbours, and it's been cut back so much it's almost lopsided, and I think it needs to go in some ways. I'm still debating, but I think it might have to go. Not happy about it in some ways because it is a good old tree, but is it right? Don't know. Now, let's shift our focus to the upcoming weekend. As you know, on a Thursday, I like to share with you my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might give you a few ideas or a few things that you might want to do yourself. Now, on the allotment, my plans involve clearing around the leaf mould bins, just making sure they're tidied and that I can get access to the leaf mould bins and start filling those up with leaves. We want to cut the grass, and this is getting trickier as the wetter weather comes in. It may come a point that we can't cut the grass so easily, but all the time I can do it, I need to do it. And then I want to tend to the asparagus and rhubarb bed by giving those a really good weed and a really good mulch if I can. And that way they're going to be protected and ready for the winter and get plenty of food in the soil for them as well to survive the winter. They are dying down. So the best that we can do for them is to try and make sure they get a nice blanket with a mulch. Well, you use a mulch as a blanket, I should say, in order to get them through the winter months. Now, at home, I am planning to enhance how my garden looks just by relocating water butts to the top of our garden. Now, I have several water butts in my garden. In fact, I have 16 water butts. And some of these are attached to downpipes, and some of these are scattered around that I just pump water to. What I've decided to do is there's three that are scattered around. I'm going to pop those out the back where I've removed some of our bushes, get those filled up with some water, and then that they should be there. And I think that's just going to make the garden look a little bit better. All these plastic butts I have all over the place, be it the water butts or the compost bins, I think they look ugly. So I'm trying to remove plastic in some ways or make it look less ugly. Now, speaking of water butts, I also have a project where I've got three at the moment. I've got a fourth one to go as well alongside one of my sheds. And drain pipe goes into one of those, but what I want to do is pipe the other three together so that they are all filled manually without the need for me without the need for me to pump water around. So, yeah, that's something else I plan to do this weekend. While I'm at it, going to make sure all my water butts, taps and everything is nice and secure, no leaks. That way they are ready to collect as much rainwater as we possibly can over the winter months, when it's going to be very important. So other than that, the only other things I plan to do is plant out some brassicas. Made some rooms in some of my beds at home, so I'm going to get some brassicas into those, and any extras are going to go down the allotment. Pot up any of my young seedlings that need potting up, and then just keep him busy in general. It is the garden, of course. It always keeps us busy. Now, let's dive into the exciting part, the seeds that you will find in October's gift pack. Now, I'll be sending these out in the next couple of days, so you should have these on your doorstep by sometime next week. So first up is the versatile all-year-round cauliflower, perfect to sow now and get a spring harvest. Should give us plenty of cauliflowers. I probably won't sow all the seeds in one go. I'll probably sow a few now, a few in a few weeks' time, and a few more in a few weeks after that, just to try and spread them out a bit. Then we have the Aqua Dolce Claudia broad bean. This is an excellent one to grow over winter, and we should expect harvests of those around June. I only grow broad beans over winter now. Reason being is I just find that they get better results and don't have any problems with black fly, and we get plenty of broad beans that I don't need to grow any spring ones. What else have we got? Another all-year-round variety, this time in the form of lettuce. I always like to include a salad crop because I try and eat as many lettuces as I possibly can, or as many salads as I possibly can. Lettuce, of course, quite an important thing of that. And what I would be doing with this lettuce is we'll sow a few seeds next week, and a few weeks' time we'll sow a few more, and a few more a few weeks after that. We'll keep doing that until we run out. That way we get a continuous supply of lettuce, and it keeps us well fed right throughout the winter. Next we've got the herb, and that's a dill. Now, a dill is a really flavourful herb, and we're going to be growing that on our windowsills. We are going to be moving more onto our windowsills over the next few months when it comes to growing these plants. I always try and design these seeds that they are suitable for everyone, so I know not everyone has a greenhouse, heated propagators or anything like that. So I try and do it that everybody can grow these, and that particularly seems to fall that we need to use our windowsills. Then we've got a heirloom variety of broccoli, Decisio. Now this is going to be another spring harvest of broccoli. We've had a lot of success with broccoli this year. We've got some really nice plants out of it, so definitely very happy to see these again. And last but not least, we got Celtis, otherwise known as stem lettuce, which is a fascinating cross between lettuce and celery, and it's often used in Asian cooking. One I grew last year, really happy with it, really tasty, so I quite like it. Let us know what you think of it. Now, that should keep you busy throughout October. Of course, there will be more in the newsletter of what you can sow and what tasks to do throughout October as well. So I'm going to wrap up for tonight, and I wish you all a good night. We do have a live stream on Sunday. This will be on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, and we're going to be discussing what gardening tools do you use. It's going to call it Tool Time or something along those lines. Now, I will be back on Sunday with another podcast for you, of course. So until then, please take care.